Welcome back. We trust the Lord is opening your eyes of understanding with this interesting discourse. Thank you so much, sir. I think I'm properly established concerning the seven thunders now. So I should not be expecting to hear any seven thunders. You know, they've made so much air of this thing because in the end time message, some people believe the rapture is tied to the seven thunders. And it says that if you don't hear the seven thunders, you miss the rapture. But by this, I know I should not bother myself about any other thing.
We all believed so.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, we were busy probing into things that does not concern us.
As I but it makes a lot of sense. How will God hide what pertains to salvation?
Why will he hide it? Because it is not for the living. Mm. The seven thunder utter their voices. Right there is in the grave there. What is going on there? 3 days that Jesus was in the... Did we know what was going
at
on?
All.
Do you know what message he preached to them?
At all,
do you know what he told them before they followed him out from the grave?
Amen.
That is the seven thunders.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. The scriptures are enough for me. Amen. The revealed word of God. Okay, sir, let's move on. Because we have to rightly divide the words of truth.
Sure.
What about... Because you've taught us. Now, let's go into the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
You said there are no more apostles. What do you mean, sir?
First, let's see what the Bible says. Okay. The fivefold ministry.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 4, mm-hmm. verse 10 and verse 11.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Mm. And he gave some apostles,
yes,
and some prophets, mm, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
For what?
For the perfecting of the saints,
uh-huh,
for the work of the ministry,
uh-huh,
for the edifying of the body of Christ,
until what?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith,
uh-huh,
and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man,
uh-huh,
unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
mm-hmm,
that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slay of men and cunning craftiness.
That is until we are perfected.
Amen.
So you, the church of Jesus Christ, you have to look at it this way. It is referred in a variously as the body of Christ,
mm-hmm,
but it is also the temple of God.
Mm.
And that's why it is the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So if the body of Christ, the church, is a temple, take note that God leaves a pattern in the Old Testament.
Mm.
There is a shadow in the Old Testament.
Amen.
And that is Solomon's
temple.
You know, there are a lot to learn. There are a lot to learn. I don't know why some people will not accept the types. And the shadows.
Okay.
I don't know how they understand the Bible then.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder. Who will he teach knowledge?
Mm. Who will he make to understand doctrine?
Who will he make to understand doctrine?
Them
Isaiah chapter 28.
28. Yes, sir. Isaiah 28 and verse 9.
Uh-huh. Verse 8 first.
For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness,
uh-huh,
so that there is no place clean.
Confusion everywhere. Confusion everywhere. Yes.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
Uh-huh.
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?
Uh-huh.
Them that
see
are
them
mean from the milk.
From the milk, sincere. And the milk is a sincere milk.
Yes, sir.
Clean, sincere milk.
Amen.
People are not sincere.
That's
with the
right
gospel.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And drawn from the breast.
Drawn from one breast?
No, sir.
How many?
Breasts.
Breasts.
Hallelujah.
And what did he say?
For precept must be upon precept.
Yes.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Uh-huh.
Line upon line. Yea, a little and dear
breasts
a little. Amen.
He is El Shaddai, the strength giver, the breasted one.
Hallelujah.
And he gave us that with the breast of the woman,
mm,
that the child sucks the sincere milk from.
Mm.
Old and New Testament.
Amen.
Old and New Testament.
Amen.
So if you want to have a balanced diet, a balanced outlook, you must be able to bring the Old and the New Testament to be able to get the true picture.
Wow.
Now, let's look at the picture of the church.
Okay.
So, I'll go back a little bit, you know. Now, let's We know that David desired to build a house, but God said, no, thank you for wanting to build a house for me. The building of my house belongs to me.
Amen.
I am the one that will choose.
Amen.
It is me that will ignite the agenda.
Amen.
And he said, the son from your own loins that will come
Amen.
After you, he will build the house.
Amen.
But now, note something. The son will build the house. Who is the father of the son? David. The son is Solomon, we all know. But I want you to note, if you read the story, you will see that all the materials that were needed for that building was already prepared
Amen.
By the father, by David.
Amen.
All the materials that were needed for that building. So that you now understand 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 7.
And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither.
It was made ready. Oh, can somebody see predestination here? Before it was brought thither, it was already predestined, prepared by the Father.
Amen.
Nobody comes into the ministry by accident. God prepares those who come by accident. See the way they struggle with ministry. Now, see what he said.
So that there was neither armor, nor axe, nor any tool of iron had in the house while it was in building.
Again. So that
there was neither armor, nor axe, nor any tool of iron aired in the house while it was in building.
Hammer and axe, what do you use it for?
Cutting.
To cut, oh, it's too big. Oh, cut it. Oh, it's too small. Cut it. So you understand 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 12. Yes, I think it's verse 25 or so.
1 Corinthians 12, 25.
Yes. From verse 24.
For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the whole body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked.
Now watch verse 25.
That there should be no schism in the body.
There should be no schism in the body. Because it's talking about the part everybody has to play. So that there will be no schism
in the body.
But that the members should have the same care one for another. You see? This is a spiritual house building. There must be no schism.
Amen and amen.
The natural house, there was no chisel. Amen. There was no hammer. That is why when I see a minister getting jealous of another minister, you know the person, you know...
lacks revelation.
You either lack revelation or you are the one that brought yourself into the ministry. You know, you are to function, Apostle Paul advised, within the grace that you are given. And if you stay in your office, you will never have problem with ministry.
Amen.
You see? And so you see predestination there.
Yes, sir.
The workmen of God have already been prepared by God before they are brought into the ministry.
The workmen of God are...
They are prepared by God himself before they are brought into the ministry. And the preparation is not in a Bible college. The preparation is not a certificate of any school of theology. God prepares you. The fivefold ministry, if you watch, the fivefold ministry,
yes, sir.
They are not ministries that are acquired. They are innate, inborn, because they are prepared by God, for that is their purpose on earth. And when the time comes, you just take them and fit into the ministry. Please, when I say fit into the ministry, I'm not talking of fit into your church organization.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. I wish I can expand on that. You know,
let's go ahead, sir.
It's not to fit into your church organization. To fit into your church organization, they will go to your Bible school.
That's true.
Bible college. And then they will, therefore, when you are giving a certificate, you are telling them where they will fit in. But the ability that is given to you, which is called the gift, the grace given to you, determines your part in the body of Christ. And wherever you are, that is the part you play. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Which work of the ministry? Which work? It is the work of the building of the temple of God, the spiritual house of God. Now, you notice that Solomon's temple, which, and then take note that Solomon's temple was made of materials from all over the world. To let you know that the Church of Jesus Christ will be made up of members from all over the world.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen.
They will not only be Jews.
Amen.
Neither will they only be your tribe. They will have to be
from all,
over the world. So, and if you notice that we have seven church ages.
Amen.
Seven star messengers. And seven chamberlains and 777777. So in verse 38 of 1 Kings chapter 6 concerning Solomon's temple, see the completion of the temple.
Verse 38. And in the 11th year, in the month Bul, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it.
Then what did he say?
So was it 7 years in building it.
How many years?
7 years.
And Christ is building his church now within the seven church ages.
A perfect type.
A perfect type.
Amen.
Now he said that the fivefold ministry is for the work of the ministry. Now, see now the first workers. Look at the first workers.
Amen.
That came out. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's read about 6 verses there from verse 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 9. And it says, for we are laborers together with God.
Because it is for a work.
Ye are God's husbandry.
The church.
Ye are God's building.
Can you see?
Amen.
We are God's building.
Amen.
Now, see it.
According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder.
What did he call it? Builder. Master builder.
I have laid the foundation.
He, Apostle Paul, has laid the foundation.
And another builder thereon.
It will another come and build another foundation?
At all, sir. No, sir.
So, Apostle Paul's ministry was the foundation laying ministry. Read on.
But let every man take it how he buildeth thereupon.
For those, because there are people that will be building on top.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is
you laid. Cannot lay any other foundation. The foundation has already been laid.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, now, precious stones,
go ahead,
wood, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
Verse 14.
If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, shall receive the reward.
Building upon the foundation. Shall receive a reward.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Go on.
If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Now, so you see, we are referred to God's dwelling place.
Amen.
Now, the building, every building starts with a foundation. So in Christ's own building structure of his church, he has a ministry for laying the foundation upon which other ministries will build upon.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry, the first is the apostolic. Amen. And that is why he chose them first. Armed them first. 12 of them. Armed them for the great work that they have to perform.
Amen.
To lay a solid foundation. You see? That is why in Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians 2, yes, sir.
Verse 19, read it up to verse 22.
Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of God and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation.
We are built upon the foundation
of the apostles and prophets.
Yes.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
We are built upon the foundation of who?
Of the apostles
and who?
And the prophets.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Now, verse 21.
In whom all the building fitly framed
which
together.
Which building? The spiritual house that we are building. Uh-huh.
Fitly framed together.
Framed together.
Groweth unto an holy temple in the
it
Lord.
It will go eventually go up to a holy temple. Uh-huh.
In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.
You see?
Amen.
Now, when Ephesians, let's go to verse 20 again.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
Now, so the people are thinking that it's the fivefold prophets they're talking about. No. Let's hear what, is it Peter that was talking in Acts chapter 3?
Acts 3, okay.
Verse 25.
Acts 3:25.
See the way he put it there.
Ye are the children of the prophets.
Go ahead.
And of the covenant which God made with our fathers.
You are the children of who?
Of the prophets.
Of the prophets. Hmm. We are children of the prophets. Let me be sure.
There's also 1 Peter 1:10. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently.
Thank you.
Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you.
Thank you.
Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify.
Uh-huh.
When it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow.
Uh-huh.
Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost. Sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into.
You see, now go back to that same Acts again, chapter 3.
Acts 3.
Yes, from verse 24.
Acts 3.
Yeah, that's the verse I was actually looking for.
Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many have spoken, have likewise foretold
of these days. That's the verse I was looking for. Again.
Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after,
uh-huh.
as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these
and
days.
And so you see that the prophets of all foretold of these things.
Yes, sir.
And Apostle Paul also now came and said he also has laid the foundation.
Yes, sir.
So you see, that is, it is not the fivefold ministry prophets. It is the prophets of old. That prophesied of this grace age and these things that are happening.
Amen.
And so you will see that Apostle Paul, let's continue, let's read on. I don't think we have finished Ephesians chapter 2.
Okay, we have verse 22. In whom ye also are builded together.
Yes.
For an habitation of God through the Spirit.
Through the Spirit. And Ephesians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 16.
Ephesians 4:16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together.
Uh-huh, okay, I've tried to explain that.
Yes, sir.
Fitted together, you know, make it increase in the body unto the divine of itself in love.
Yes, sir.
Now, so you would discover that you would notice here that in the building of the spiritual house, the apostles had the ministry of laying the foundation. You see, that is why he said no other foundation
can
any man lay than that which is Jesus Christ. So now if anybody comes now, I'm answering your question, and says I am Apostle Olumide, which foundation work are you laying? Except you have your own another foundation you are trying to lay. Because in Galatians chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 7, verse 8.
Galatians 1, verse 7 and 8 says.
Maybe from verse 6.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel.
That's why there are still apostles now.
Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
You see? The certainty of the foundation that has been laid. So because we are not laying any other foundation, but whether you are a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, you are only building on the foundation. Let me tell you, are asking me that, so no apostolic ministry now? There is apostolic ministry now. This is it. This is the apostolic ministry. This is the foundation that has been laid for us. Anybody they call, you say, God, call me. God, call me. God, call me. It's only calling you to build upon this. Because it is from revelation to revelation to revelation. But the foundation standeth sure.
So from the implication of what you are saying, you are in a nutshell saying anybody that says is an apostle today is a false
ministry. No. It's a false title. It's a wrong title. Let me not say false. It is a wrong title. You know, man generally, especially with the Gentiles, we are title crazy. You just believe that you have no identity until you attach some title to yourself. It is one of the problems in the Gentile world. They always want to be something, which is spirit, not to be spirit of pride. It is only among the Gentiles, I mean, when the gospel came to us, that we still see this same spirit that was on Pharisees and Sadducees. Come, you could see the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, the dresses they put on. Matthew 23.
Matthew 23?
Yes. Hear what the Lord Jesus himself said.
Yes, sir.
From verse 1.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
What do they mean by sitting in Moses' seat? Claiming the authority that Moses had. Nothing more. Continuing with the ministry of Moses. Nothing more.
All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do you not after their works, for they say and do not.
That all is saying here, verse 4.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers.
All he's saying here is that they are nothing but hypocrites. Everything is just hypocrisy. Claiming to be what they are not. Yes?
But all their works they do for to be seen of men.
Every time is just for show off. If not, why this title? So that people will think you are something special in the body of Christ. Identify by your title. Go on.
They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments.
They have gone beyond this. They even create seats. They put seats at the altar. Like a king does in his domain. Have you ever seen the royal throne of an Eze?
Yes, sir.
Of an emir, of a king in any of the cultures? They bring that to the church. You see special seat for the king and the queen. You know, these Pentecostals, you know, their wives, they have changed their title now. They are now called first ladies.
First ladies.
You know, just importing the world more and more to the church. What is first lady? Who made her first? Who called her? God didn't call any woman to that office. Amen. You are the one that called her. God didn't call her. I just wish some of them will hear some of us, and those who are sincere, you know, will retract from their errors. You know, they call the first lady, and then they sit down, queen and king, and look at the seat they sit. I know. True. Anytime I see that, I just say, where did they pick that from? They see titles, or, you know, you graduate. From pastor to senior pastor, assistant pastor to pastor, senior pastor. Then that is for some another line. Then you become
regional pastor, district pastor,
all those. No, it's okay. Regional pastor, all these ones. At least they have divided us into regions, and so they must. Local government chairman, state chairman, and you know, all those setting. That's what the church has been reduced to. And you just wonder, where do they see this pattern?
Mm.
And the truth about it is that these things are even distraction to the ministry.
Mm.
Because by the time you leave your mandate of the local assembly you are in charge of and begin to oversee, you know, expansion of your ministry everywhere, it's a distraction because administration and everything is tasking.
Mm.
That's why all manner of people have crept in and you are thinking that you are doing God's work, gathering firewood and thinking that you are gathering people to go to heaven. Meanwhile, you are gathering firewood that will burn in hellfire and saying that I remember. And meanwhile, you don't see such pattern in the Bible. Since there is bishop, then there will be archbishop. There will be reverend.
Mm.
And then there is very reverend. You know. And people think that they are Christian titles.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
There you see them like it's described here. Read on verse 5 again.
Verse 5. But all their works they do for to be seen of men.
Yes.
They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments.
You see.
And love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues.
You see, special seats in the temple, in the synagogue, in the church.
And greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi,
Reverend
Rabbi.
Reverend Doctor. Uh-huh.
But be not equal
this is
Rabbi.
A structure from Christ now.
For one is your master, yes. Even Christ, yes. And all ye are brethren.
So be humble. Stop all this big title you give yourself. Uh-huh.
And call no man your father upon the earth.
Okay, you are seeing what is going on now.
For one is your father which is in heaven.
Okay.
Neither be ye called masters. For one is your master, even Christ.
Yes.
But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant.
Not now.
Mm.
Not now again. They are our king. We are their servants. Okay.
And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased.
When will he be abased? The time is going to come. They will soon know that all that was nothing.
And in that shall humble himself shall be exalted.
That, I want to be exalted, so amen. I want to humble myself as much, you know, as possible. So all this title. Now, coming to the Pentecostals,
yes,
they saw the fivefold ministry, and this is where they pick it from. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Wow.
See where they pick this thing from. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28...
And God has set some in the church.
Wait. Go ahead.
And God has set some in the church. Uh-huh. First, apostles.
Read from verse 27.
Now, ye are the body of Christ and members.
Members in particular.
And God has set some in the church. First, apostles.
Can you see?
Mm.
So, does it not make apostle to look bigger?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, I'm apostle Moses. Uh-huh.
Secondly, prophets.
Uh-huh.
Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gifts of healing.
So, this is where they pick it from.
Amen.
Because they always want to be Lord over God's
heritage.
Apostle Paul says, one of Paul one
Peter.
Us. Paul or Peter.
Yes, sir.
You should Peter not first. Make yourself to be Lord
over God's heritage.
Over God's heritage.
That's first Peter.
I hope they are. See, 1 Peter chapter 5,
yes, sir.
Verse 3.
Okay.
Read it from verse 1 so that they get the correct picture. It says, instruction from an apostle.
Hmm. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Oh, man.
Amen.
I wish I can be as confident as Peter. Yes.
Feed the flock of God which is among you.
That is it for all of us. Feed the flock.
Taking the oversight thereof.
Uh-huh.
Not by constraint.
Not by compulsion. Not by constraint.
But willingly.
Willingly.
Not for feeding lookers.
Okay.
But of a ready mind.
Uh-huh.
Neither has been lords over God's heritage.
You are not to be lords over God's heritage.
But being examples to the flock.
How can a pastor call church member you come and kneel down before you?
Hmm.
You're already a lord over them. They must respect. We have to respect our leaders.
That's right.
But not to worship them.
Mm.
You're already becoming a lord.
Mm.
Immediately they enter, they go. And if they don't go on their knees, you are angry. You have a problem. Brother, sister, mommy Joe, daddy Joe, you have a problem. Stop it. One small boy, Olumide, how many years? Olumide, you are still a teenager. though you rush to marry so that you look matured. Then you call, they do that, they come to my office because of where they are coming from. Even if they enter, they're on their knees. And I feel very embarrassed. Why do you do that? I'm your brother. Without you, I won't have this grace. This grace given to me to serve you. You should respect me. You should not be rude to me. And thank God in my church, very few are older than me. So even natural age should give me respect from small, small boys like you. Putting me here and asking me all manner of questions. It's okay, no problem.
Okay, sir.
But to come and demand it, there's something is wrong with you. And you are enjoying it. You are not different from Satan. That was the problem of Satan. That's why they cast him out. Worship belongs to God and God alone. Resist it. Once you have a grace, the tendency of the Gentile is to worship you. Once you have a gift, it's to worship you. But you teach them not to do that. Teach them not to do that. That was what Jesus was saying. Good master, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, don't call anybody. He stopped it immediately, corrected it. You know, there's only one master, Father who is in heaven. He was teaching us. He's the way. Teaching us the way. We are to copy him.
Amen.
You see? So that is why they believe that if they say they are Apostle Olumide, then they become leader. Then if they are Archbishop, or they are Bishop, until there's grace ceremony for that title, Bishop. Grace ceremony will be promoted to Archbishop. They celebrated one woman that she's the first Archbishop in Africa, woman Archbishop. First woman Archbishop. And they come and see her battling with the cloth to wear to look like, you see her dragging herself and going to look like the dress they have carved for themselves. That's nothing to do with Christianity. Nothing. Brother Jesus Christ, we cannot be fooled. It has nothing to do with our faith.
Amen.
Therefore, anybody that says he's an apostle now is error. Drop it. You are either an evangelist,
a pastor,
a prophet,
a teacher.
So let it end like that.
Wow. I was aiming for that title.
Because of your background.
Because, in the Pentecostal world, the apostles seem to be the most spiritual.
You know, this is the fivefold ministry.
Yes,
it is,
sir.
For the work, for the edification of the body.
Yes, sir.
Now, it is true that the most important office is the apostolic office because it lays the foundation. Now, therefore, it lays the foundation in such a way that the prophet will be able to add his own. The evangelist will be able to add his own.
The pastor
will be able to add his own and the teacher. Therefore, his work will touch, he will have a bit, in fact, fully, he is
a prophet.
Look at all of them, giving all the prophecies in the Bible, the New Testament. An evangelist. He will do the work of an evangelist.
A pastor,
because he will watch over sheep and give a pattern for others to follow.
And a teacher
of the word of God. That is why Apostle Paul described himself as an apostle and a teacher. Correct?
Yes, sir.
I want to just remember that scripture now. It says he is an apostle and a teacher. It's good that we bring this thing out for somebody to see. I'm sorry, I lost track of that. I, Paul, an apostle and a teacher. He described himself as such. Maybe we'll look for it. We'll get it later.
Okay.
You know, I think it says an apostle and a teacher. He boasted of it for the purpose of 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy chapter 1.
Okay.
Now, in verse 11,
Okay. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Again.
Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles.
You see, and that is why in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7.
1 Timothy 2, 7. Yes. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ.
What did he say?
A preacher and an apostle.
And an apostle.
I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity.
Amen. Because his ministry will touch each of them. Mm. That is why he could teach us how to prophesy. Mm. You see, for the prophets.
Lead the foundation.
Yes. You know, and then do the work
of an evangelist.
You see? So he would teach him how. And then he was a pastor and
a teacher.
So now then, you know, this is how they push this thing on us. Some years back, some of the contenders, they came to me. They say, Daddy, they say, you prophesy, you give word of knowledge, you prophesy. I say, yes. He said, you have evangelized. I said, yes. He said, and you are now pastoring. I said, yes. He said, and you are also a teacher. I said, I am. He said, so what does it make of you? I said, you want to tell me an apostle, isn't it? I said, what do you tell me an apostle? I said, I know my scriptures. Mm. I am a pastor.
Amen.
A pastor who is actually called a pastor will have a measure of this because he was going to raise the people. How can I, you know, raise you up to be, how can I raise ministers here when I cannot teach them? I must teach them ministry work, you know, and then God, I will teach them the gifts of the Spirit. So I must operate the gifts. And every pastor will start his ministry with evangelism. Forget this one that break church and then bring some people, the group they were leading before, and go and start church. That's a wrong foundation.
That's right.
Apostle Paul said he didn't go where
Christ was once
named. When this church started, no member of my former church joined. Even the pastor told me that we don't recognize your ministry. I told him, how did this sound? What do I need your recognition for? Are you the one I'm serving? I said, you wait and see. Well, time has proven now. And eventually he himself has come to recognize my ministry.
Hallelujah.
And so when God, you know, call you, you know where he has put you, no shaking.
Amen.
No shaking, no schism.
Amen.
Yes.
Wow, thank you so much. No more apostles.
You know, many apostles have dropped the title they listen to my teaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And some intermediate people are converting it.
Well, if you are still an apostle,
and you know, if you want for you to know that this thing is really a thing of pride, you know, I told a young man long before Bride Assembly started, even without this knowledge of putting this together, because he was parading himself as an apostle somewhere from Kogi State, and I had reason to visit him. We would jump from church to church because they claimed that an apostle is the one that sets the church in order. So he will go to this church and go to this church and go to this church. And I visited his church. And I discovered that, including the visitor, we are 15 people there. The first thing that came to my mind, I was there with my wife. I told my wife, I said, this guy has not made impact in this environment. So you are going to set churches in order. So what is the pattern they will look that you have put in place? That, you know, just people taking advantage of the ignorance of the people. And maybe if you have one little revelation that others don't have, then you jump up and down. And because I said that, he disconnected from me. You know, the lead apostle, you know, come and see. If you try to challenge that office when he started, you become enemy. They'll come to the altar, call your manner of names, derogatory names, because you say you're not an apostle. You know, so the thing goes with pride. I mean, if it's not what you call me that makes me,
It's what I do.
It is what I do that makes me.
Amen.
You know, you are not laying any foundation. You are claiming a foundation laying ministry. So it's confusion. It's confusion. No apostle, drop those titles and go and take the right. You are, imagine a prophet that is calling himself apostle, somebody, and then he's a prophet. Is that no confusion?
Real confusion.
You're a prophet. Stay with your ministry. Don't say you're apostle. Prophet this, apostle. I don't even know. Apostle, prophet. They add.
Professor.
They even add professor. They are like, what? Title. You know. So they are surprised when people like Adeboye answers Pastor Adeboye. They think embarrasses them. You know, so everybody said the man is very humble. There's no humility because he's bearing the title that Bible says he should bear. Is that humility? Hey, this one says Brother Moses. How this man is humble. There's nothing humble. The Bible says we are brethren.
Amen.
Even William Branham said, if you love me,
call me your brother.
Call me Brother Branham. So what's the big thing? Is that what makes me humble? Humility before God is your posture to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And not before men.
Wow. I would have called Pastor Apostle Moses now, but
I will sue you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Let's take another short break to digest this. Probably there's an apostle listening to us today. I don't find our pastor's statement derogatory. If you have any further questions, join us on Monday night and we'll answer. We'll take a short break and when we come back, we're going to look at another interesting topic. We'll be right back.